Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us today. And great to have our buddy from the Media Research Center, Bill DiAgostino. He's on X at @band_Bill. He's had a big weekend watching nonsense on the media. What's up, my man?
Doing great, man. How's it going, Rich?
It's going great. You know, I was watching John Fetterman and Dave McCormick earlier today, and either Fetterman has been completely replaced with a body double, or he's just one smart, smart political guy and can see that Pennsylvania has completely changed. What's your gut?
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of machinations behind the scenes. I don't know who's exactly advising him, but just based on a lot of these strategical votes that he's done too. Strategic votes, rather, that he's done, where, for example, a vote with the Republicans isn't what's going to, change the balance and cause whatever it is that the Democrats are trying to sink not to pass. He'll then vote with the Republicans to appear bipartisan. But on anything where it's like they need J.D. Vance to come in and cast the tie-breaking vote, he votes with the Democrats, right? So he's basically acting bipartisan whenever it doesn't cost him or the party anything. And that's, right. That takes a certain degree of political understanding to do something like that. So, I think he's a pretty calculating guy.
Yeah, I think so, too. No doubt about it. It's like Gavin Newsom, too. I mean, he says one thing, he does the other. He comes out right. And he appears to reverse his policies. When you really dig into it, you find out he's not reversing his policies.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, Newsom is essentially just trying to launder his image using whatever conservatives he can get to come on his podcast because he's planning a 2028 run.
Yeah.
I think that our entire side has kind of figured that out. But people are still occasionally going on there. And every time I'm just like, guys, why? Why are you helping him do this?
Stop. Stop normalizing this guy. Stop doing it. Right. It's not worth whatever exposure you're going to get, in my opinion. You know. All right, Bill, let's talk about PBS for a second. So PBS has launched a lawsuit now against the Trump administration for trying to cut their funding, same as NPR, although PBS's lawsuit is a little different, still claiming that phony, First Amendment nonsense. But they're saying, they have they're a corporation for public broadcasting set up by Congress and only Congress can cut their funding. Either way, same thing I said to you last week. There's an easy remedy to this. Congress could just cut their funding and be done with it, and we could avoid a court battle over this. But David Brooks, who at one point wrote for the New York Times, I don't know if he still does or not, and at one point was supposedly conservative, but I think he was very quickly outed as being not conservative, just a guy who loves war and loves America getting into wars and loves prolonged wars. And so as soon as Donald Trump came on the scene, he was one of the, I'd say, OG never Trumpers. You know what I mean?
For sure he was. Yeah. And I mean, that's like a perfect description of the standard neocon kind of rhino never Trumper. David Brooks is basically the poster child for that. And I'm actually, yeah, that's a good question. Does he still write for The New York Times? I believe he does occasionally. But regardless of whether he does or not, he's not exactly a conservative voice wherever he ends up. Right. Yeah. PBS, New York Times, whatever. He's always basically carrying water for what you could identify as maybe the Uniparty, which is really just in line with the Democratic establishment's goals and agenda. He's basically that with war.
Yeah, and I think like guys like him and Bill Kristol and Max Boot and these other people who at one time said that they were conservatives, and then even the people behind the Lincoln Project, you know, when they right. leave and they need a paycheck and they need a job, they get hired by these lefty outlets, and then they have to always spew kind of lefty nonsense that, you know, I mean, it's one thing to disagree with Trump on a policy issue, but to have such 180s on almost everything tells you that these people are right. just complete frauds, right?
Right. And it I think makes a lot of people who maybe listened to them back in like the 2012 or so era wonder, was I just being duped the whole time?
Yeah.
Right. Like, was there any reason to agree with this guy on anything? Did he actually go along with any of the views he was espousing back then? Or was he basically just towing the Republican Party line at the time because they saw that as a better vehicle for endless wars in the Middle East or wherever else? Right. And so now that they view the Democratic Party as a better vehicle for that, they just, you know, they throw away all the other principles. And it's like, so were there any principles to begin with? And with David Brooks, it's hard to say.
Yeah. Well, the principle of war, I mean, for sure, no doubt about that. All right. So tell us about this cut you found on PBS.
Yeah. So David Brooks is absolutely horrified by Elon Musk's the damage that he's done to USAID, which, I mean, anybody who's spent a few minutes taking a look at what all of this USAID money was going towards is basically furious that this wasn't a talking point for Republicans like last election cycle, right? That this wasn't something that Republicans were taking the axe to years ago, decades ago, even. And so, of course, this is something that David Brooks is very disturbed, is largely being defunded as a result of DOGE's efforts. And so he compares him to Stalin. He compares him to Mao. And he also complains that something like, I think it was 50,000 or so adults have died of AIDS, basically because of Elon Musk, because of USAID. And my question for this is always like, okay, if we were actually keeping all of these people alive, like countless hundreds of thousands, even millions of people alive with all of this USAID money, why was nobody ever talking about that? Why was nobody ever saying to the American taxpayer, hey, like, these are all the lives you saved this year? You know, I mean, that might be a little bit of PR for this behemoth of a program that's basically all corruption and dirty NGOs receiving this money. If we're actually keeping all these people alive, then OK, like, you know, maybe let us know once in a while. But no, only when the money goes away do they suddenly find, you know, however many bodies and point to that and say, no, it's because you got rid of USAID.
And for a guy who's supposedly conservative and part of the Trump resistance and hoping that the Republican Party will return to its roots, how can you be out there defending USAID? Well, all right, let's take a listen to the clip. Go ahead.
How do you look at it? What's his legacy, if we know that yet?
Yeah, I'm not sure it was wreckage. There was wreckage if you're at NIH. There were wreckage at certain agencies. But the guy only saved $65 billion. Out of a multi-trillion-dollar budget. So as a budget matter, you would not say he had a big effect. But he did manage to destroy NIH and USAID. And the USAID one is the one I haven't gotten over. Yeah. And so there's folks at Boston University who count how many people have died because of what DOGE did at USAID. And USAID was a very ill-managed organization. That's true. But according to the Boston University folks, so far, 55,000 adults have died of AIDS in the 4 months since Trump was elected. 6,000 children are dead because of what DOGE did. That's just PEPFAR, the HIV. You add them all up, that's 300,000 dead, and we're 4 months in. Now, you accumulate that over 4 years, the number of dead grows very high. There are mass murderers in the world. Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, Stalin. We don't have anybody on the list for America. And I don't think it's the same as committing the kind of genocide they did. But by taking away that agency and being at least semi-responsible for the deaths of probably by the end of this hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, that's Elon Musk's legacy. And the people who work at Tesla and SpaceX might want to think about that.
I mean, they're not Stalin and Pol Pot and Mao, but come on, Bill.
Right. Right. And that's always what the line is, right? It's like, okay, now to be clear, I'm not comparing him to Hitler, but he's doing everything that Hitler did, and it's very similar. And it's like, okay, so you are comparing him to Hitler, right? That's always the game that these people play. Also, yeah. It's what he was saying about USA, like the few things that he was granting the right on USAID is such a perfect encapsulation of the ideological branching that happens on PBS, right? It's the Democrat guest, the liberal guest says USAID is perfect. In fact, we should be funding it more. And then the David Brooks conservative guest shows up and says, well, it's mismanaged, but it's very important. Right. And it's like, no, it's not mismanaged. The entire thing is basically at its core anti-American. Right. If you subscribe to the idea that the purpose of a thing is what it does, then USAID essentially exists to topple foreign governments that the CIA doesn't like and flood our country with illegal aliens.
Right.
And so if that's mismanagement, then I would very much like to hear David Brooks's idea of what a correctly managed USAID would be accomplishing, because it sounds like he wants them to do the exact same thing, but just, you know, maybe skim a little less cream off the top, maybe spend the money more effectively on flooding the border and toppling foreign governments.
Yeah, and it's funny how he starts off by saying that he's only saved so much money, which of course is one of the biggest debates going on in Congress right now in the big beautiful bill, is let's cut more of DOGE, let's codify more of those cuts. There's only so much that, you know, the executive branch can do. But of that, he's managed to turn into one of the greatest mass murderers in all of history. So it's like to say that he's not effective, but he's really effective at killing people. Like, huh?
Right. Right. Yeah. And apparently, I mean, David Brooks is pushing this idea that basically the entire planet was on life support. If not for the help of USAID, everybody would be dead. And I say again, like, OK, where was any of this talk? Where was even a whiff of that before anybody knew what USAID was? Because it really sounds like an ad hoc justification for USAID existing, and people are just pulling these numbers out of thin air. That's really how it reads to a lot of people.
So it turns out he still does write for The New York Times. His most recent op-eds, I'll read you the title of one. I'm normally a mild guy. Here's what pushed me over the edge. It's a piece about how Trump has destroyed the human spirit. the whole human spirit. And can we please stop lying about Obama? It's a piece about how Obama never left American workers behind. So I guess all those American workers who feel differently, they're just under a big lie, a big spell, you know?
Right. And that's how you know that David Brooks is a conservative, because whenever somebody says, I'm usually very calm, but what gets me hopping mad is when people spurn the legacy of Obama.
Yeah. Right,
and I say,
right.
Okay, so you're a Republican, right? Like, give me a break, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing if he came out and he said, listen, I'm really upset with the way some people are not giving Ronald Reagan enough credit on the American workers. And Bruce Springsteen's song, Born in the USA, if you think about it, was really a critique on Reagan and should not be celebrated. But he's out there defending Barack Obama as the conservative voice. Got it. All right. So then meanwhile, PBS, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and PBS, they are also now, as we're now in Rainbow Regurgitation Month, corporate exploitation of rainbows. What do we got in the next one?
Well, what better way to celebrate Pride Month with federal tax dollars than by doing what they do best, grooming children? Mm-hmm. So I think that's about the long and short of what you're going to be seeing in this clip.
Well, let's take a watch.
It's time to finally unveil Alan's monster makeover!
Wow! It's uncanny! Alan looked just like Jonathan Van Ness!
Cookie Monster, that is Jonathan Van Ness.
Elmo, Cookie, are you ready to see my monster piece?
Ready, Jonathan!
Mama Bear, some runway music, please.
Oh, yeah.
people and monsters alike, a round of applause for the Not Too Late Show's newest monster, Alan. Ta-da! Monster is wearing the latest in high monster fashion with a set of sleek horns, fluffy fuzzy fur, all topped off with a monster honker.
Bill, what the hell was that? What did I just listen to?
Yeah, so if you didn't have the visual, that was a man in a tight-fitting pink top with a beard, wearing some kind of skirt type thing and horns and talking in a very flamboyant voice and doing all of the general, you know, drag queen kind of mannerisms with like the, you know, the flappy wrist and whatever, introducing a monster fashion show, basically a monster drag show on Sesame Street. So this is PBS's response to the question of, Are you sure you're not liberal? Are you sure you're not biased? Are you sure you're not grooming children? Are you sure you're not pushing LGBTQ ideology? They say, no, we're straight down the middle. Also, here's a drag queen introducing a monster drag show on your kids' show.
It's amazing how we're always told Pride Month is about celebrating the accomplishments of gay Americans to basically get the right to marry. And for years, their fear of coming out of the closet. And when people came around and said, well, but a lot of people use this month as an excuse to try to target our kids and to exploit our children and to groom them. And they go, oh, you're crazy. And then we get drag queen Sesame Street.
Right. Right. And yeah, so there's this issue on the left right now where they're kind of panicking over younger generations and specifically conservatives of all ages, actually, but also younger generations particularly, are souring a little bit on the topic of gay marriage. And they're trying desperately to figure out why this is. And I think for anybody on the right who was present during that ideological fight when it was still like a hot topic in politics, could probably explain it pretty easily. And everybody kind of intuitively knows it's because the argument went from, look, this is two consenting adults that just want to have like a white picket fence home and raise some kids right next to you and do the exact same thing. And what they just do something slightly different, the privacy of their own bedroom, and that's it. Right. Otherwise, they're and then, you know, 20 years down the road, you have drag queen story hour on Sesame Street. And it's like, OK, so you were lying, basically.
Right.
You were that's not what this was about at all. And it was never about this. And it seems like that was just their way of getting their foot in the door. And so a lot of people, I think rightly so, feel like they've been hoodwinked. Right. They were the entire agenda was misrepresented. And there's also the issue, of course, of overnight, you know, the Supreme Court issues a ruling saying, OK, gay marriage is now the law of the land. Overnight, all of these organizations that existed basically solely to push for that had to find a new reason to exist. Right. Because either they shutter their doors and go out of business and say, that's it. We won. Job well done. Let's go back to the private sector. Or they continue on with their 501c3 crap and try to push some new agenda item. And so basically overnight, they all said, OK, transgenderism is the new ultimate human rights issue. We're going whole hog on that. No holds barred. We're pushing this as hard as we possibly can. And I think a lot of Americans, rightly so, got whiplash from that and said, wait, what is this? Nobody told me anything about this. This is not what I was signing up for.
Yeah, yeah, well said. Bill D'Agostino is with us from the Media Research Center. He's on X at @band_Bill. Make sure you follow him for all his great work and the great work of the Media Research Center and Newsbusters. I check that site daily. We use a lot of their clips and their cuts. They do great work. Christian Amanpour, also on PBS, brought somebody on the show. Now, Christian Amanpour, she was at CNN for a very, very long time. Wasn't she like their international correspondent or something?
Right. So she's still sort of with CNN, and there's kind of like a cross cast between CNN and PBS when she hosts this show. It's complicated. It's a weird like public-private kind of combination of things. Also, I do just want to say 30,000-mile view here. The reason that everything that I sent in this week is all PBS clips is because we're anticipating a rescissions package being sent from the Trump administration to Congress sometime tomorrow, probably in the morning, basically encouraging them to codify a lot of these public broadcasting cuts.
Good.
And so at MRC, at least today and for the next couple of days. We're basically all hands on deck trying to show every member of Congress that is somewhat iffy on this issue why PBS and NPR deserve literally no taxpayer money. And if anything, should probably be compelled to apologize to the entire country.
Yeah, well, good. And, you know, I'm glad the White House is going to do that because it infuriates me that Republicans are in charge of Congress and they're not cutting PBS and NPR. And the idea that we would have to have a court fight over this, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the merits of whether or not the president has the authority to cut their funding or not. But we have control of the House and the Senate. We're looking for cuts. Here's cuts. Here's PBS and NPR. And I'm dying to know who those Republicans are, and it's got to be in the House, not the Senate, who are actually trying to keep the funding for these two entities in there. Do you know names?
I'm forgetting his name, but the chair of the Public Broadcasting Caucus is actually he's sort of a holdout. But I think that he might go along with it. I think he's probably open to it. We'll see, though.
There's a public broadcasting caucus. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, there's all sorts of stupid little committees and things like that in Congress that nobody ever really hears about because it's all behind the scenes nonsense. But I'd say the number of holdouts is actually pretty low. And even among the holdouts, I think that there's some appetite to at least hear what the Trump administration has to say and see what's in the cuts, right? See what's in this package that they're going to be passed. And so there is a pretty decent chance that this actually gets voted on and goes through. And we'll see what happens after that. If somebody tries to add funding back in for this, maybe in the appropriations bill or something. But that's a completely different fight for a different day. So right now we're focused on getting every Republican member of Congress on board 100% with the idea that these two organizations need to stop receiving any federal money whatsoever.
Justin informs me that Representative Mark Omidel from Nevada, if I'm saying that correctly, is
that's
the co-chair.
Correct. Yeah.
Of the Public Broadcasting Caucus. I guess maybe this is a classic case of somebody wanting to keep his chairmanship.
Well, I think that he might be open to it. I wouldn't drag the guy too hard. Let's save the drags for when somebody votes against it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we'll save the drags for the drag show, like the one in Florida where a federal judge, you saw that, right, jumped in over the weekend to say that the drag show that's open for all ages can move forward. This is what I don't get. I mean, I know people that are adults that have gone to drag shows and they find them enjoyable. Whatever's your thing. I mean, there's a place in D.C. called Madam's Organ, which they do drag queen brunches. I remember that in college.
That's a clever name.
It's a very clever name.
Adam's Morgan. Yeah, it's gross, but I get it. Okay, good job.
Yeah, yeah.
I see you there.
When did why this is even a debate that this is for adults and not for children, and why a federal judge has to jump in to say kids can watch this? I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted to watch Rambo. I wanted to watch First Blood, and my dad said no. There were a lot of R movies I was not allowed to watch. There were a lot of sex movies I wanted to watch when I was a teenager, and I couldn't. And I would go behind the black curtain at the local video store, and they'd kick me out promptly. We've long recognized that with kids, we're supposed to keep certain things away from them until they're old enough to be able to make decisions. But clearly the agenda from the Rainbow Mafia is indoctrinate them as early as friggin' possible, which is why every now and then you see pictures of kids who were there who were like babies and 2 years old and three, like kindergarten. I mean, it's nonsense.
And it's so necessary, though. It's required for this ideology to survive that the indoctrination happen incredibly young. Because if you're already like, say, 10, 12, 15, whatever, when you're introduced to the notion of there's actually not just boys and girls and it's completely fluid and boys can become boys and girls can become girls. Right. Like that gets hardwired into your brain just by existing and like going about the world. Right. And navigating the world on your own accord pretty early on. And so for anything to disrupt that, it has to be a very steady diet of propaganda saying, no, that's actually not how it is, which is why they need to reach the kids young in order for them to have any hope. Now, I think that some of the people trying to reach those kids, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Some of them are probably just clueless and don't understand that there is a whole grooming element to this. But the reality is it results in way more kids having confusion about their gender, or I mean, I don't really believe in the concept of gender, but, you know, confusion about their biological sex, confusion about all of these things, which hurts a lot of people. Right. It causes a lot of people to destroy their lives over this stuff. The suicide rate goes up, et cetera. So it really is truly evil, even if it's well-intentioned. I think that at a certain point, ignorance becomes culpability. And when you have this much evidence, this much data staring you in the face and saying this is harmful, this is cruel, and this only hurts people, it doesn't really help anybody. Even this tiny minority of people who claim to have actual gender dysphoria, it doesn't really help them either. Then you're culpable even if you think you're doing the right thing.
Bill DeAgostino is with us from the Media Research Center. Okay, so with that, this Christiane Amanpour clip I know is on a different topic, but tell us about this one.
Yeah, so Amanpour went expert shopping to have a segment about Trump wanting to cut a bunch of Harvard's funding. And so, of course, what better expert to bring on than somebody who works for Harvard, because he's, of course, going to be a neutral arbiter in all of this, and basically tease him up to say that the Trump administration are both incompetent and evil at the same time. It's basically everything that the left believes about their management style in one little 20-second clip.
Great. Well, let's take a listen.
I just wonder what you make of the philosophy coming from President Trump or his administration. Do you think there's a concerted, I mean, is it a plan that will work? How do you characterize what they're doing?
I think it needs to be understood as a combination of authoritarianism and ineptitude.
I'm sorry, a combination of what, Bill?
Authoritarianism and ineptitude.
Usually authoritarians are not usually inept, like they're usually pretty good at what they do. Authoritarians are usually pretty spot on about being authoritarians.
I would argue that the only exception to that rule is far left governments, right? Because, I mean, like, take a look at Allende in Chile, for example, right? I mean, he was a complete authoritarian, and he also, he almost speed ran bankrupting the country, right? It was like, what, 3 years? And suddenly you went from grocery stores to bread lines and people eating rats. Right. Like Allende actually set some records with that one. It was almost impressive. And so, I mean, that's how you get authoritarianism and ineptitude. It's basically, we have a word for that ideology. It's called communism. The Trump administration is certainly not that. I'd say that they're hardline. They are currently playing within the bounds of the courts. They're not overstepping executive authority. And they seem to be getting a lot done that the administration set out to do to begin with and that the base really likes. So I would argue that it is neither authoritarian nor inept, but the left has to project with everything that they do. So there you go. Authoritarianism and ineptitude.
Well, Bill, keep up the good work of exposing PBS and NPR. There's only three Republicans on the Public Broadcasting Caucus: Omidell, Mike Bose from Illinois, and apparently Elise Stefanik, if that list is accurate, from Ledgeform. So, this can be done. We can get this done. And I know you guys will be all over it, exposing all their craziness. So keep up the good work. Follow Bill on X at @band_Bill and follow the Media Research Center and check out newsbusters.org. Thanks, my friend. Always great to talk to you.
Great to see you, Rich. Take it easy.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind are paramount. And so is saving money, obviously. But you want to save money the right way, not by using a shoddy contractor, not by using some company that's going to start the project and then leave and leave you in the lurch for something better. You want a trustworthy company. And that's why Emmons is my go-to contractor. And we've used them in two different homes over the course of 10 years. And they're giving you a 10% off inflation relief discount. That's right. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and so much more. Plus, Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. They really are your one-stop contractor. They serve our entire region of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. Now, they first did our roof in our old house. We have a lifetime warranty on that roof, transferable to the new owner. And then when it comes to your home, if you need a new roof, well, get a roof inspection. Emmons will inspect it for free. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you're going to get the best in the business, the Owens Corning shingle. CertainTeed siding to keep your home secure and protected from all the elements. Anderson Windows, the best in the business. And, of course, the Emmons guarantee. You'll be happy. Use my name. You're going to get 10% off. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that Jersey Shore house doing? You know, with all the rain we've had, with the hot summer sun on its way, finally, make sure that roof is ready to withstand all the elements by reaching out to Emmons today. Go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So it's a
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Busy day. They're doing a press conference right now in Boulder, Colorado on that terrorism suspect. And the acting United States attorney for the District of Colorado is speaking right now. They're announcing the federal charges against this suspect. Again, he had 14 Molotov cocktails. He was yelling "Free Palestine," and he was targeting Jews at a pro-Israel event in Colorado. So let's jump in here and take a listen to what the feds are saying about this guy.
This community
and in the communities throughout the country shaken by yesterday's attack. We fully intend to hold Mr. Solomon accountable for his actions, and these charges are the first step. Thank you. I'm going to turn it over to DA Michael Dougherty.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Dougherty. I'm the district attorney for Boulder County. I appreciate the members of the media who are here today so we can help provide this update to a grieving and traumatized community. What you see here today is us standing shoulder to shoulder, ensuring that justice is done in response to this tragic and terrible attack. We stand united in denouncing hate, terror, and violence in this community. We are united in condemning acts of anti-Semitism, hate, and violence, and we're also united in a strong response to this horrific attack. I stand with this community and the people of the state of Colorado against hate and terror. And we are united in our commitment, both at the federal level and the state level, in pursuing and securing justice for the victims of this mass attack and for the communities that we serve. Boulder is a beautiful and special place, but we're not immune from mass violence or hate crimes, including violent acts of anti-Semitism that impact far too many communities across this country. And yesterday afternoon, on a beautiful day here in Colorado, a number of people participated in a peaceful walk and gathering on Pearl Street here in Boulder. It is a place where a lot of people gather every day. And the ones who join in this peaceful gathering are now the victims of a senseless, unjustified, and horrific mass attack. And to all the victims, their loved ones, and to this community, I promise you that each one of us up here today will work tirelessly to ensure that justice is done and the defendant is held fully accountable. I want to recognize, as the U.S. Attorney did, the response by community members who helped in the minutes immediately following the attack and came to render aid to victims who had suffered through a horrific attack upon them. Also, I want to recognize the courage and the rapid response by the Boulder Police Department, who once again were called to respond to a truly horrific attack upon innocent members of our community and responded without a second of delay. I will highlight for you that there were 16 unused Molotov cocktails that were recovered by law enforcement in the hours after the incident took place. 16. So I really want to thank the Boulder Police Department and their law enforcement responders, as well as the first responders who provided medical aid to the victims. But that rapid response with the recovery of the 16 unused Molotov cocktails, I think, speaks for itself. Our office and the U.S. Attorney's Office will be working closely together and in coordination with one another to ensure that the defendant is held fully accountable. As you heard from the U.S. Attorney, the U.S. Attorney's Office will be prosecuting the hate crime against the defendant. Our office will be prosecuting the attempted murder charges and related charges at the state level. This approach will accurately reflect the actions the defendant is alleged to have taken and the harms that he caused. It will allow us to secure a verdict, an outcome, a sentence, whereby he'll be held fully accountable. It's been done, and by it I mean federal and state prosecutions jointly, has been done in other cases, most recently the Club Q mass shooting down in Colorado Springs. At the time the arrest affidavit and warrant were filed with the state court yesterday, there were 8 victims identified, and I'll touch briefly now on the charges that were filed at the state level, as well as the possible sentences he faces if convicted on those charges. So there were 16 counts of attempted murder in the first degree. 8 of those counts are for attempted murder with intent and after deliberation. The other 8 counts are attempted murder with extreme indifference. So 16 counts total. If the defendant's convicted and those counts are running consecutive to one another, he would face a maximum of 384 years in state prison. He's also charged with 2 counts of use of an incendiary device. If convicted of those charges and they run consecutive, he would face a maximum sentence of 48 years. He's also charged with 16 other counts of attempted use of an incendiary device. And again, if convicted and if they run consecutive, the maximum on those counts would be 192 years. So 384 years on the attempted murder, 48 on the use of the Molotov cocktails, and then the attempted use would be 192 years. The judge set a $10 million cash-only bond on the state charges. As you are aware, he's going to be going before the judge this afternoon at the jail. I believe that is scheduled for 3:30, but I rely on the sheriff's office to communicate with members of the media of the exact time. Thanks to the investigation by federal, state, and local partners, and I just want to highlight for you, this is a horrific attack. But as district attorney, when I walk into this building and I see the FBI, Boulder PD, and all the law enforcement partners working, it's the exact response I hope to see. The teamwork they demonstrate, the work they put into it. If you were downstairs right now, you'd see incredible law enforcement officers and investigators working calmly, professionally, and tirelessly to ensure we get all the information we need to get the right outcome in the criminal cases that the U.S. Attorney's Office and my office will prosecute. Through their work, we've now identified four additional victims, so there's now a total of 12 victims. And as you'll hear from the FBI special agent in charge, we're going to continue to encourage victims and witnesses to come forward and contact law enforcement. But we now have 12 victims, and on the later this week, we'll be filing formal charges against him. That's our normal process. So the filing of formal charges by the district attorney's office will reflect 12 victims, and if more come forward, additional victims as well. On my final note, what I want to stress is this community has experienced too many tragedies: fires, floods, and mass attacks. But each time I've seen this great community respond with strength, resilience, and support for one another. I trust and hope that that will happen again now. That for the many members of the community who have come forward before to help one another, to support one another, to comfort one another, that that will happen again today and in the weeks, months going forward. That once again our community will rally to restore peace and to bring support and comfort one another during this dark hour. As your district attorney, I want to remind the members of the media and the community that the defendant's innocent unless and until proven guilty, and the charges are merely allegations. I'm going to turn it over to the special agent in charge of the FBI, and then we're happy to take questions after each one of us is done. Thank you.
All right, we're going to continue to monitor this situation out of Boulder, Colorado.
All right, so there you go. That's 12 victims total in the Boulder attack. Boulder County District Attorney speaking that, and the feds are charging them with terrorism. So good. That's the way it should be, obviously. This guy had 14 Molotov cocktails with him. As we continue along the show, so I mentioned to you earlier that Tim Walz is back and Bill Clinton's back. It's like they just can't get rid of these people. Isn't it something? And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneri of Veneria Dental. It is picture season. I mean, we got weddings and graduations and parties and just summer vacation. So make sure you book your free implant consultation with Dr. Mike today by going to VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. It's funny about this whole PBS-NPR debate and the fact that we're still in this day and age talking about funding these two entities. And I just keep thinking about the fact that there's more content available now than ever before. I mean, ever, online and everywhere else. But also, in addition to that, you know, most of these internet provider companies will give you free Wi-Fi or discount Wi-Fi or, you know, internet for your home if you can't afford it. So, I mean, the need for having free PBS or free NPR is it's ridiculous. I mean, there's more free options of content than ever before, ever. And we're actually debating this. You know, we're actually debating whether or not we should have funding for the PBS and NPR, and even leaving aside their lefty bias, but let's assume they were just straight up the middle and they were just really all about giving you fact-based information and news. Wouldn't you want them to be divorced from the government anyway? Because there tends to be, if the government's giving you money, you tend to want to report positively to the people that are giving you the money. So if you want to be truly independent, isn't it in their best interest to just divorce themselves from that? The answer to that, of course, is yes. There's literally no need. There never has been, in my opinion, but there's no need whatsoever for either of those two entities to exist. All right, quick turnaround, coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So, as we look at all the news of the day, I have to also let you know that locally, New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, who is running for governor of New Jersey, he's been endorsed by Donald Trump. At 7 o'clock tonight, he's actually having a teletown hall with President Trump. Tonight at 7. So that's because the primary in that race is 1 week from tomorrow. Thank God. That's almost over. And then everybody will be getting on to the general election. We'll talk to Paula Scanlon in the 5 o'clock hour and find out how the voter registration turnout's going in New Jersey. And also, too, the whole issue of athletes. And there's more in the news from over the weekend over trans athletes who have been participating in women's sports and, of course, beating women in women's sports and doing all that. And, you know, it's like this situation never ends. It really doesn't. It's just an ongoing, ridiculous, nonstop fight of the left. And, you know, when Trump the other day came out and said something like, well, you know, they say it's like an 80-20 issue. And he said it's a 99-to-1 issue. I think he's totally right on that point. I mean, overwhelmingly on that issue. So we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And why Tim Walz is urging Democrats to be bullies. Yes. The guy who was there to code speak to white dudes, telling everybody how to be bullies, to be mean. Yeah, be mean. That's the answer that they're thinking, to be mean. And only 16% say the Democrat Party has strong leaders. So is bullying the answer? We'll find out. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.